If you watch TV ads, you have seen the diabetes management revolution. Gadgets worn on the body to monitor blood sugars or deliver insulin. We want to hear about them, but first, a primer. The pancreas produces insulin that controls sugars, turning them into life-saving energy in blood cells. In type 2 diabetes, the pancreas works, but cells are resistant. Lifestyle changes and exercise can often help overcome that. In type 1, the pancreas is not producing any or enough insulin. Nothing can change that. So all people with diabetes live with constant fingerstick blood tests to check the glucose, the sugars in their blood. If they're too low, they need to take in sugars like orange juice, or it could be fatal. Too high, they need to inject themselves with insulin to convert those sugars into energy or suffer kidney disease and blindness. There are also constant lab tests at doctor's offices to see blood sugar levels over time. So it's a lot of work. Now enter these new wearable devices, which Amy Tenderich is tracking. She's a technology journalist and patient advocate. And Amy, you also were diagnosed with type 1 diabetes.
Absolutely. It was a huge change in my life.
Oh. Tell us, first of all, about what people are already seeing on ads, these wearables.
Right. One of the most exciting things happening in diabetes overall is the proliferation of these continuous glucose monitoring devices. So as you know, people used to have to have a lancet and prick their finger and get a drop of blood, and you literally just get a one-time reading. These devices that we wear on our skin, they do pierce the skin, but they've gotten really small and comfortable to wear, and they're becoming kind of mainstream, honestly. Yeah. You probably saw the Super Bowl ad last year for a continuous glucose monitoring device with Nick Jonas.
As someone with a loved one who has type 1 diabetes, that was so great to see Nick Jonas and this thing that a lot of people were then asking about. And these wearables, you kind of shoot them on onto your body with almost like a, what is it, like a nail gun almost. And they,
yeah, that sounds yeah. really violent. It's not that painful. But the other thing that's exciting, and this is something that Nick Jonas mentioned, is that the focus now is this on the measurement called time in range. So previously it was all about this lab test called A1C, which gave you sort of an average of your glucose readings over the last 3 months. But an average can be a middle point between having way too high blood sugar and way too low blood sugar. So now these continuous monitors focus on the amount of time throughout the day and the week and the month that you spend in a healthy range. And it just gives you a much better sense of like how you're actually doing.
Yeah. Well, and again, the Dexcom, for instance, this wearable that monitors blood levels, it'll beep if you're high or low.
Yes. What's amazing about it is that it has these alerts and alarms. It can actually predict nowadays whether you are heading towards a high or a low. So you know how urgent it is for you to take action.
Then there's another wearable, pumps, which can actually pump in the insulin that's needed.
Correct. So you wear this device. Again, it has a little cannula that pokes into your skin, and it gives you a continuous drip of background insulin. Previously, if you took a shot of insulin and then you said, oh, I want to go for a run or I want to go do some activity, you'd be in trouble because you have too much insulin already in your system. But with the pump, you can set these sort of temporary ranges, or you can even shut the pump off for a little short period of time while you're active. So it sort of stops that drip in the background. And of course, you don't need to stop throughout the day and take out a needle and, you know, go through the sort of ritual of giving yourself a shot.
These devices do work with smartphones. Tell us about it.
Where we're going with this actually is taking this insulin pump and connecting it to this continuous glucose monitor with an algorithm so they speak to each other. The monitor can say, hey, pump, the blood sugar is going up. You should give some more insulin. Or, hey, the blood sugar is going down. We need to back off the insulin. So it's very exciting for anyone who depends on insulin. But still, as a user, you have to be aware of your activity and the food that you're eating and kind of monitor the system. But it certainly makes your, you know, control over your blood glucose much more powerful.
We know there's a new mini pump with a smartphone control. It's called a Tandem Mobi.
There are a number of companies that are working on smaller, kind of simpler pumps. And in a lot of cases, the idea is that it would not only be for type ones who have to be so incredibly diligent, but also for people with type 2, for example, who are on insulin and just want a simpler, better way to dose their insulin. The idea is to make them, again, more comfortable to wear, better adhesives, longer wear times. So you don't have to keep switching the pump out all the time, making it have a connection with some kind of an app that's really intuitive where you can see your records. So you can sort of, you know, look at your trends. The idea is to take away all that complex coding that you need to do. And that, you know, some of that stuff is just, it's too much for many people.
That's what I wanted to ask you. I mean, as you say, more is coming. Medtronic has approval for an extended 7-day wear infusion set. Eversense has a 180-day implantable. So this idea that you'll have less that you'll have to do. But right now, watching someone do this, and let's say they forget their phone, leave it in another part of the house.
Yeah, complicated.
And you're constantly, as you say, still having to do a lot of work with this. These devices are helping, but they're not taking this over.
They don't take over your control because, again, there's no way for the system to know whether you're going to eat a salad or whether you're going to eat something with a lot of carbohydrates, which will drive up your blood sugar. There's also no way for the system to know if you're going to go for a run or a hike. Yeah. So yes, there's still a lot of work to do on the user side, but yeah, again, it's getting better. You mentioned the Eversense, which is kind of exciting. It's the first implantable continuous glucose monitor. They just got approval for 6-month wear because it was previously only for 3 months.
So by implantable, this is different. Is this under
it
the
is
skin?
Very different.
Yeah.
It looks a little bit like if you're familiar with the Nexplanon birth control device, a little twig-sized piece of technology that is actually implanted in the upper arm. It connects to an app. You have to wear a little sensor on the outside stuck on with an adhesive over the area where the implantable is. And then it connects to a phone app. And what's nice about that is that if you want to take that thing off your arm for any length of time, like if you're a woman and you want to wear a nice dress, it's like taking off a Band-Aid and you can just put it back on later when you're ready. Whereas traditional CGMs, that's continuous glucose monitor. They're actually like this piece of technology that you put it on your skin for like a week. If you take it off, that sensor is no longer good and it has to be thrown away. And then there's a system called the Abbott Freestyle Libre, which is a little round sensor. I'm starting to see more and more people wearing that.
What about for little kids? Is there a way that parents can feel more confident about their children who have type 1, who may be at school? Is there a way a parent at home can see on their phone how a child is doing?
There is now. So Dexcom came out a number of years ago with their first product called Share. Now, basically, all of the CGMs have an ability for you to have followers on the app. So I could have my husband, for example, if I'm traveling, I could allow him to follow my glucose levels. A colleague of mine who also has type 1 does that too. His wife will sometimes call him and say, hey, I see you're looking, you know, you were going really high today. Are you okay? And they have been able to actually offer that kind of view to school nurses. So that remote monitoring is a big part of it.
Amy, I think that's the greatest service you do here. A lot of diabetics and families of diabetics already know about some of this technology. But this also is about letting people know what's going on. I mean, when I'm with my loved one and we're in a supermarket and sometimes the Dexcom goes off, it sounds like the UPS truck and I will yell out, backing up, we're backing up. You know, people are looking, what is that? So it's about letting people know what it is because often when type 1 diabetics are in distress, they can't communicate to people.
There is also a flip side to that, you know, alarm fatigue. Mm-hmm. If you wear a pump and a CGM, you get a lot of beeps and it can drive you absolutely crazy. And when I'm out and about and I hear a truck backing up, I'm always asking my kids, is it me? Is it me? You know, that's the other problem. So they are moving to some of these haptic alarms and like vibration alarms. Eversense, for example, I experimented with it. I turned off all the audio alerts and just let it vibrate. But I think the audio alerts are very important. It'll beep short. And then if you don't respond, it'll get louder and louder and kind of more penetrating, which is great because if it doesn't wake you up as the person with diabetes, it's going to wake up your partner and they're going to say, oh my goodness, something's wrong.
Yeah. What else would you like us to know about, Amy?
Well, I think another exciting development is the merging of the technology, the devices, and also counseling and education. There are a number of these comprehensive care platforms now that started out with just ways to like track your glucose numbers, but they're starting to realize that people with diabetes, like everyone else, they also have other health issues. So there are companies out there like OneDrop and Omada Health and Dario Health that are offering platforms that give you education and counseling around your diabetes care, but also combine that with, for example, heart health.
That's Amy Tetterich. She's got a treasure trove of information for diabetics. She is one herself. Amy, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.